The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
TGIF and good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, April 29th, 2022. Friday of the second week of Easter in the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Friday's a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. She was born in 1347, entered the Dominican Third Order at age 18. Her letters, mostly for spiritual instruction and encouragement of her followers, began to take more and more note of public affairs. She worked tirelessly for the crusade against the Turks and for peace between Florence and the Pope. In 1378, the Great Schism began. Catherine spent the last 2 years of her life in Rome in prayer and pleading on behalf of the cause of Pope Urban VI and the unity of the Church. She offered herself as a victim for the Church in its agony. She died surrounded by her followers in 1380. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Catherine of Siena, a 14th century saint who lived in this city in northern Italy. She's very relevant to us for at least one reason. She was born during an outbreak of plague, so we could ask her intercession to shorten this time of trial and bring to an end the COVID pandemic. But I want to pray about her figure today under another aspect. Praying about the life of Saint Catherine can help us to consider how we use the media, and in general, the role of the media in our lives. Now that might sound surprising. Catherine had no formal education, and although she did write down visions received from our Lord in her beautiful and powerful dialogues, I recommend it, though not for the beginner, she was hardly a literary person. And what can life in 14th century Europe teach us about the media today? Holy Spirit, we ask you to enlighten us on this topic. Catherine was the 23rd child born to her mother, although half of her brothers and sisters did not survive childhood. Her mother was 40 when she was born. Her father was a cloth dyer. Her parents wanted her to marry, but from an early age Catherine resisted. She felt called to give herself uniquely to God in celibacy. Indeed, when her parents tried to insist on her marrying, she responded by fasting and cutting off her hair to try to make herself look less attractive. A mystical experience eventually persuaded her parents to let her follow her call and to give herself totally to Christ, and she joined the Third Order of the Dominicans, believing that Christ wanted her to live outside a convent. So far, so good. But what has this got to do with the media? And what should a medieval woman who renounced matrimony have to say to 21st century millennials, like perhaps you, who are hoping to marry, or who might even already be married? Well, the answer is a lot. First of all, Catherine got involved in the affairs of her time, and she started to write letters to influential people in Italy to try to end the wars between city-states, which were a constant feature of that time. And she did everything she could to unite her countrymen ever more to the Pope. Now that wasn't easy, because at that moment the Pope wasn't in Rome. Yes, surprising, but that's the case. And no, he wasn't on a papal trip either. At that time, the popes were actually in southern France, in Avignon, firmly under the thumb of the French king. As great as the French are, clearly for a pope to be out of Rome and so constrained by a political ruler was not good for the spiritual health of the church. St. Catherine wrote letter after letter to the pope, urging him to reform the church, the clergy, and the administration of the papal states, and to return to the Eternal City. She was eventually successful in getting the popes to return to Rome. St. Catherine, may we have a share in your love for the Pope and your love for the Church. When I think of the figure of St. Catherine, dear Jesus, I like to think how you called the weak and the inadequate to do great things, just like you called those ignorant fishermen the apostles, just like you've called me to your service. Because St. Catherine was humble and prayed and denied herself, because she was open to your call, Jesus, she did incredible things for the church and for her country. She spoke out, she spoke the truth, and she helped reform the church. Catherine didn't worry about her inadequacy. What could an uneducated woman from a middle to low class family in northern Italy say to the great and powerful in the male-dominated and very aristocratic society of her time? But no, Catherine didn't focus on her inadequacy. She did what she could. She heeded and responded to Christ's call. She started to write letters. She started to tell the truth. She loved the church and wanted its truth to reach all people. She also tried to oppose and overcome the corruption of her time, also within the church. She didn't simply complain. She didn't waste her time gossiping about the church, like many people do today, either through the spoken word or through negative blogs, which often lack any real faith. She prayed for the church. She made sacrifices for the church. And then she got working and acting in a constructive manner. St. Catherine, again I repeat, give us a share in your love for the church. Help us to work actively, but above all to pray actively and to sacrifice ourselves actively for the church, seeing it as our mother and the body of Christ. Now I have to admit that I have two reasons for having wanted to pray and to invite you to pray about St. Catherine today. The first is that St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, had great devotion towards her. In fact, at one point in his life, he called his intimate notes Catherine's, in honour of her. And for the reason I have given, her love for the church and her courage to speak the truth, he dedicated Opus Dei's work of public opinion to her. In other words, Opus Dei's dealings with the media and all the efforts of its members to spread the truth of Christ through the media. And my second reason is that I was a journalist myself, and in some ways still am, through an initiative which I run to spread Christian values through the written word, while making this fully compatible with my priestly ministry, which is the real reason for my existence. And so, my friend, I invite you to consider how you are using the media. There are various options. For example, you could simply despise the media and consider all journalists liars and cheats. Well, I think that here it's a bit like politics. A society gets the politicians it deserves, and it also gets the journalists and media practitioners it deserves. If journalists are liars and cheats, it's because a lot of people want to be lied to and be cheated. They're happy to live in a world of lies and gossip and titillation. If you want better journalists, start by trying to be more honest yourself. Start by sincerely desiring the truth. Start by checking what sort of websites you go to, what sort of news you look for on social media. Could it really be called truth, or is it simply gossip, or at best, empty rubbish? As always, if we want to change the world, let's begin by changing ourselves. And then consider what you're doing to spread the truth. Could you unite with other people of goodwill to get across good news, positive news about good things happening in our world, and to tell the truth about the church, which is neither covering up the failings of its members nor focusing excessively on them? Could you find ways to speak out on behalf of the poor and needy? How could you serve the truth? Could you find good existing media outlets, blogs, websites, publications, which you could support? Could you write letters or messages to influencers to express your opinion in a respectful way, or encourage those who bravely speak the truth? Are you both brave and charitable in speaking out, like Catherine was, not just online, but amongst your group of friends, in very real, in-the-flesh encounters? Some people are very brave to speak online, not so brave to speak in person. My friend, you might think, but who am I to help bring about a new media? But St. Catherine could have said the same, who am I? Rather, she meditated on who Christ was, and she got moving. Jesus, give us the grace to proclaim your truth courageously and positively in our society, and not just sit back while others spread lies, which we might even be happy to swallow. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, who proclaimed God's great deeds to her cousin Elizabeth, open our mouths to proclaim those same deeds to the people of our age. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour on Daybreak. Celebrating St. Catherine of Siena, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick. Spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light is gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
You have shown me how to live.
You will fill me with joy in your presence.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, had another vision. Above me there was an open door to heaven, and I heard the trumpet-like voice which had spoken to me before. It said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place in time to come." At once I was caught up in ecstasy. A throne was standing there in heaven, and on the throne was seated one whose appearance had a gem-like sparkle, as of jasper and carnelian. Around the throne was a rainbow as brilliant as emerald. Surrounding this throne were 24 other thrones, upon which were seated 24 elders. They were clothed in white garments and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and peals of thunder. Before it burned 7 flaming torches, the 7 spirits of God. The floor around the throne was like a sea of glass that was crystal clear. At the very center, around the throne itself, stood 4 living creatures covered with eyes front and back. The first creature resembled a lion, the second an ox. The third had the face of a man, while the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings and eyes all over, inside and out. Day and night, without pause, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, He who was and who is to come." Whenever these creatures give glory and honor and praise to the one seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne and sing, "O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, he who was and who is and is to come.
All the earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah.
The seraphim cried out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
All the earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah.
From the Dialogue on Divine Providence by St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor. Eternal God, Eternal Trinity, you have made the blood of Christ so precious through his sharing in your divine nature. You are a mystery as deep as the sea. The more I search, the more I find, and the more I find, the more I search for you. But I can never be satisfied. What I receive will ever leave me desiring more. When you fill my soul, I have an even greater hunger, and I grow more famished for your light. I desire above all to see you, the true light, as you really are. I have tasted and seen the depth of your mystery and the beauty of your creation with the light of my understanding. I have clothed myself with your likeness and have seen what I shall be. Eternal Father, you have given me a share in your power and the wisdom that Christ claims as his own, and your Holy Spirit has given me the desire to love you. You are my Creator, Eternal Trinity, and I am your creature. You have made of me a new creation in the blood of your Son, and I know that you are moved with love at the beauty of your creation, for you have enlightened me. Eternal Trinity, Godhead, mystery deep as the sea, you could give me no greater gift than the gift of yourself. For you are a fire, ever burning and never consumed, which itself consumes all the selfish love that fills my being. Yes, you are a fire that takes away the coldness, illuminates the mind with its light, and causes me to know your truth. By this light, reflected as it were in a mirror, I recognize that you are the highest good, one we can neither comprehend nor fathom. And I know that you are beauty and wisdom itself, the food of angels. You gave yourself to man in the fire of your love. You are the garment which covers our nakedness, and in our hunger you are a satisfying food, for you are sweetness, and in you there is no taste of bitterness, O Triune God.
My sister and my beloved, open yourself to me. You are a co-heir of my kingdom, and you have understood the hidden mysteries of my truth.
You are enriched with the gift of my Spirit, cleansed of all sin by the shedding of my blood. Hallelujah.
Go forth from the quiet of contemplation and courageously bear witness to my truth.
You are enriched with the gift of my Spirit, cleansed of all sin by the shedding of my blood. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God, who set St. Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your Church, grant through her intercession that your people participating in the mystery of Christ may ever exalt in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Minutes before the hour on Friday, April 29th, 2022, the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. On Daybreak, on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, Friday, April 29th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, a prefigurement of the Eucharist, St. John retells the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John.
After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a multitude followed him, because they saw the signs which he did on those who were diseased. Jesus went up on the mountain and there sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a multitude was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip,
"How are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?"
This he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little.
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
"There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?"
"Make the people sit down."
Now, there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down and numbered about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples,
"Gather up the fragments left over, that nothing may be lost."
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign which he had done, they said,
"This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world."
Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the relevant radio app. Now, this may seem a bit trite to say this, but it is absolutely true. St. Catherine of Siena was an ordinary woman with extraordinary faith and love for the Church. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. St. Catherine had an admirably feminine temperament, at the same time displaying an unusual drive and energy, a feature somehow distinguishing those women who are capable of undergoing great sacrifices and of taking their place beside the cross of Christ. She refused to tolerate any faint-heartedness in the service of God. She was utterly convinced that when the salvation of souls was at stake, being unduly tolerant or understanding with mediocrity was totally unacceptable, because it is in effect only a concession to laziness or cowardice. "Enough of all this soft soap," she cried out. "All it does is cause the members of Christ's spouse to stink." Always fundamentally optimistic, she would not allow herself to become downhearted if, in spite of having done all she could, things did not work out as she had hoped. All her life long, she had a profoundly serious and gentle manner. Her followers always remembered her radiant expression and her open gaze. Spotlessly neat and well-groomed in her person, she was fond of flowers and loved to sing as she moved about. When an important person of the time went at a friend's insistence to interview her, he expected to meet a demure woman with downcast eyes and diffident manner, and was greatly surprised to find himself in the presence of a young lady who greeted him warmly with a welcoming smile, as if he had been a brother returning from a long journey. Eventually, the Pope did return to Rome in 1377, but a year later he died. His successor's election marked the beginning of what is known to history as the Great Western Schism, an upheaval that caused tremendous division and suffering in the Church. St. Catherine spoke and wrote to cardinals and kings, to princes and bishops, but all in vain. Utterly worn out and in great sorrow, she offered herself to God as a victim for the Church. One day in January 1380, as she was praying at St. Peter's tomb, she experienced something that other saints too have shared. She felt upon her shoulders the immense weight of the church. Her agony lasted just a few months. On the 29th of April, around midday, God called her to His glory. On her deathbed, she directed to God this moving prayer: "O eternal God, receive the sacrifice of my life on behalf of the mystical body of Holy Church. I have nothing else to give except what you have given me." A few days earlier, she had told her confessor, "I assure you that if I die, the sole cause of my death is the zeal and love for the church which burns me up and consumes me." Let us pray to her today for this incandescent love for our mother, the church, which is an inseparable concomitant of being close to Christ. Our own times, too, are days of trial and sorrow for Christ's mystical body. We have to ask the Lord with an unceasing clamor to shorten them, to look mercifully on His church, and to grant once again His supernatural light to the souls of her shepherds and all the faithful. Let us offer the thousand little incidents of everyday life for the welfare of Christ's mystical body. God will surely bless us for it, and Our Lady, Mater Ecclesiae, will pour out His grace generously upon us. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father,
He who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in the joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
O Lord, I have heard your renown and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years, revive it. In the course of the years, make it known. In your wrath, remember compassion.
God comes from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled.
His splendor spreads like the light. Rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one.
You tread the sea with your steeds amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear, and my body trembles. At the sound, my lips quiver.
Decay invades my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us.
For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines, though the yield of the olive fail and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord and exult in my saving God.
God, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds and enables me to go upon the heights.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow, white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost by gashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace now to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now, as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom.
Simply I learn about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to his holy church. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to his holy church. Alleluia.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds.
Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls.
Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits.
Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints.
Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who set St. Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your church, grant through her intercession that your people participating in the mystery of Christ may ever exalt in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, the Walk to Mary is coming up a week from tomorrow. That's on May 7th. It's a 21-mile pilgrimage from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to Pierre, Wisconsin, to Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. You can find out more at walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.